keeping you well. It's Health Call on Fort Wayne's Morning News.
Hey, this is a big week in the fight against COVID. Free rapid test kits will be just a click away. Health Call's Lee Kelso joining us live right here on WoWo. We're also streaming this segment live right now on Facebook if you want to join us there. But Lee is joining us live right now with details on a government website that goes live tomorrow. Lee, what can you tell us about it?
Well, that is when you can actually request these rapid home test kits. But if you visit the website today, covidtests.gov, you're going to find a single page announcing that every household can order 4 home test kits starting tomorrow. They're going to be mailed to you, no cost, no need for a credit card. They're also setting up a hotline to order by phone. But get this, the White House also says the kits are going to ship in 7 to 12 days, but it is prioritizing households experiencing the highest social vulnerability and in communities that have experienced a disproportionate share of COVID-19 cases and deaths. So what does that mean for you? If they're prioritizing some households, it means that some are going to have a longer wait. If it takes 2 weeks for a test kit to arrive, there is concerns that the biggest part of the Omicron wave will have passed. Now, Kayla, this has critics saying it's another example of Washington late to the game with an ineffective response that's really more about optics than solving the problem.
Yeah, definitely a mouthful said right there, Lee. So if you need a test kit and you have insurance, you can get one at no cost right there by walking into a drugstore, right? Because of some new requirements that took effect over the weekend.
Yeah, all health insurance plans are now required to cover up to 8 test kits per each individual covered in your family. So that means a family of 5 can get up to 40 kits per month if they're available. Last week, I had to visit 3 stores before finding them. So you can post a comment under this video on the Health Call or WoWo Facebook page and let us know if you've been able to get one at a local store near you.
Speaking of last week, you also told us then about some new COVID pills, but you said they were pretty scarce. Has there been any change to that?
Well, apparently not. The Allen County Health Commissioner, Dr. Matthew Sutter, was on the Health Call Live Radio Hour with me Saturday morning. He said only a handful of these oral meds are available right now in the Fort Wayne area. They are reserved for the very sickest patients. The government has purchased several hundred million of these things from Pfizer, and once they're available, they're 90% effective at keeping infected people out of the hospital. So some new weapons in the fight, but it's not over yet.
Okay, Lee, I want to get to the good stuff. You teased me, okay, with this little line about some good news that the pandemic is slowing down. So quit holding out on me. I need to know. What details do you have?
So the top epidemiologists in England are sounding pretty optimistic, and even the WHO is agreeing that Omicron has peaked their cases falling off 54% a week in some places. Now keep in mind, we are 2 to 3 weeks behind Europe in their Omicron wave. So what's happening there is what we can expect before too long. So it is recommended that by the end of the month, the work from home rules could be lifted in England. And doctors are saying by the time this Omicron wave passes, almost everyone is going to have some form of immunity. So they're looking to lift all restrictions pretty soon. Here in Indiana, hospitalizations shot way up, but I saw a downtick in the latest report, and the case fatality rate is lower than it's been since the pandemic started. So all this points to better days ahead once we get through the next couple of weeks.
I hope it's all true, Lee. Thanks for ending on a positive note this morning. Remember, you can actually catch Lee Kelso on the Health Call Live Radio Hour every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock right here on WoWo, 1190 AM and 107.5 FM.
Health Call every Tuesday on WoWo and online at healthcall.live.
Podcasts by Federated Media.